Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. It's our News Watch unit today. We're going to talk about sweet potatoes, and we're going to talk about cheap flights.
Oh, excellent. Cheap flights where? You mean cheap plane tickets so we can go somewhere for a really low price? Yay!
Yeah, traveling is getting more and more expensive these days. Although cheap flights aren't necessarily a good thing. You have to pay for other things like checking your baggage and food
and stuff like that.
So, be careful there. But we are going to talk about sweet potatoes, and we're talking about a group of single mothers in Taiwan who are supporting themselves by selling sweet potatoes. And I couldn't quite figure out exactly where they are. I was really enthused to hear about this. I'd like to support them, figure out where they're selling their sweet potatoes. I guess they're based down in Tainan somewhere.
Cool. Sweet potatoes are so good for you. They're very healthy. It's almost like eating nature's candy, as we call it sometimes.
Yeah.
They're very sweet. You don't have to add anything to them. You know, I do like to put butter on mine, but I try not to. Lately, I've been trying to be a little bit more healthy. But my mom loved sweet potatoes, so I grew up eating sweet potatoes usually with ham, pork chops, and green beans.
Ooh.
But you can eat them just by themselves. They're so great.
Cool. Well, let's get to it. Without any further delay, we're going to read through today's lesson. We're going to talk about sweet potato mothers, and we're also going to talk about a new airline in Taiwan, a budget airline by the name of V-Air. Let's find out what this is all about. Single mothers support themselves with sweet potatoes. For a selected group of single mothers, baked sweet potatoes are more than just a popular snack. They're a means of supporting their families. These single mothers are known as sweet potato mamas, and they've been given the chance to stand on their own two feet by selling baked sweet potatoes on the street. This opportunity comes courtesy of the Genesis Social Welfare Foundation. The organization loans single mothers cooking equipment, fuel, and sweet potatoes, and teaches the women how to run their businesses. The mamas don't need to pay to start their small businesses, and they can keep half of what they earn to pay for their family's living expenses. There are currently over 40 sweet potato mamas in Taiwan. The mamas are happy and proud that they can support themselves through their own hard work. Many customers applaud this project and make a point of stopping to buy their goods. The foundation's goal is to eventually help 10,000 single mothers support themselves in this way.
V-Air ready to take to the skies. Taiwan is preparing for takeoff in the budget airline industry. A new airline called V-Air is expected to be operational by the end of this year. When it takes to the skies, people will have more freedom of choice as they look to explore the world without breaking the bank. Budget airlines have become increasingly popular in the last few decades. According to statistics, over 2.3 million people flew to or from Taiwan on budget airlines in 2013. This is a significant increase compared to 930,000 people in 2012. Taiwan is already serviced by several foreign budget airlines. But this year, some local companies, including V-Air, are going to get in on the act. The ticket prices for budget airlines are much lower. However, passengers must pay for things like food and luggage space. In fact, whatever passengers want, it's going to cost them extra money. Nevertheless, these airlines allow people with average incomes to travel more for less.
Okay, everybody, we're going to talk about today's news stories in today's News Watch. First of all, let's talk about single mothers who support themselves with sweet potatoes.
Yay!
These are mothers who are single. They're not married. We don't know exactly why. That's not important, but
they might be divorced.
They could be divorced. Maybe they had children before they got married, or they're not married at all.
Their husband passed away.
That could be. They're widows or divorcees or whatever. But yes, they still need to support themselves and their kids. So this is a program that is allowing them to do so. They're going to sell sweet potatoes, which are also called yams, right?
True.
Although technically I think they're not exactly the same thing, but most people think of them as the same. Sweet potato, yam, same thing.
Yeah, I've always thought of them as the same vegetable. They're a little different. They're in the same vegetable family. How's that?
And there are many different species or varieties of sweet potatoes, too. Some have kind of yellow flesh, some are dark orange, some are even purple.
Uh-huh.
There are all sorts of different kinds. But for a selected group of single mothers, baked sweet potatoes are more than just a popular snack. They're a means of supporting their families. So, yes, they're not only a popular snack, but also they're a means of supporting their families. A means here just means it's a way that something is done. A means of supporting your family. You know, if you have a job, for example, driving a bus, for example, well, your means of supporting your family is your job driving a bus.
Yeah, sometimes we also use means as a noun to talk about money or financial resources. You could be someone of independent means, or maybe you're a student without the means to attend a particular college because it's too expensive. So it can actually represent money sometimes, but it's a method or an action of supporting their families. I think this is great. These single mothers have a cute nickname, you could say. They're known as, this is what they call them, sweet potato mamas, which is really cute. They've been given the chance to stand on their own two feet. On your own two feet means you're independent. There's not someone there trying to help you along. They did receive some help, but now they're on their own two feet trying to make their own way in this world. They're trying to make their own living, which is really great. When you can provide for yourself and your family, it makes you feel good about yourself. It gives you confidence.
You're on your own two feet. You're back on your feet again. I'm still standing. And so, yes, she's able to survive and support herself. This opportunity comes courtesy of some group called the Genesis Social Welfare Foundation. The word Genesis here makes me think maybe it's a religious organization because Genesis is a book in the Bible, but I'm not sure about that. It doesn't really matter. But in any case here, it's a social welfare foundation. Welfare is when poor people or unfortunate people are provided for, usually by the government, a welfare system, but not always. Private groups can provide welfare as well, just making sure people are faring well, that they're doing okay, that they're surviving.
Genesis is the first book in the Bible, but if you look at the origin of the word, which I'm looking at now, it just means a creation of something, the generation of something. So maybe they're creating a way to help people in society through this foundation, which is great. They give out loans. A loan is a sum of money that you can borrow for a short amount of time. So you borrow it, and then you're expected to pay it back at some point in time, sometimes with interest. If you want to buy a home or a new apartment in Taiwan, you usually borrow money from the bank. You get a loan, and then you pay it back over a period of time. These people at this welfare foundation, they give loans to single mothers so they can purchase cooking equipment. They actually loan them the cooking equipment they need. I think I've seen these ladies on the street just this last week. I saw two young ladies selling sweet potatoes on the street. So they loan them or let them borrow some cooking equipment. Fuel could be the gas that they need or maybe electricity. I'm not sure how they roast those sweet potatoes.
They might burn charcoal or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite sure how that's done. Maybe they have these little portable ovens or something like that.
I love the smell. Don't you love the smell?
Certainly. There are lots of people who sell sweet potatoes around Taipei here where we live.
Usually older men.
Yeah, older men, maybe retired men or something like that. But again, I don't know who are the single mothers and who are just regular people, but
true,
it doesn't really matter. I like sweet potatoes
either
way.
I buy from them.
Yeah, whenever they're available, I take advantage of
it. Me too.
And yes, they loan them the cooking equipment, the fuel, and the sweet potatoes, but also they give them some information. This foundation teaches them how to run their businesses. It's not as simple as just having the product and selling it and taking the money to the bank. It involves a lot more than that. So, of course, they need to know what they're doing, how to file their taxes, how to make it legal, how to have their licenses, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't think you can just go out on the street and sell things legally. I think you need to have a permit from the government. So
I
maybe
think people still do
they
that.
They do it, I know.
Do they still sell stuff outside the Zhongshan, Guozhong
MRT
station?
Oh, they sell stuff all over the place
here.
Yeah,
they used to have quite a big crowd there outside that station when I was working in that part of the town. But In any case here, these mamas don't need to pay to start their small businesses.
Good.
And they can keep half of what they earn to pay for their family's living expenses, which can be kind of high there, sending the kids to school and getting them clothes and making sure they've got their medicine and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, they can keep half of it. And there are currently over 40 sweet potato mamas in Taiwan. Like I said, I don't know exactly where they are operating, but if I knew, I would certainly try to help them out. And the mamas are happy and proud that they can support themselves through their own hard work. Yes, indeed, sometimes people take welfare checks from the government, and sometimes we might think they're kind of lazy, but I think most people really want to try to support themselves, so these women are very happy that they're able to do this, that they don't have to take donations from people. They actually can work and make the money themselves.
I love that about the Taiwanese people. I think people here really do want to be independent and provide for their own families, which is great. So these ladies have to pay back half of what they earn. Remember, they're using the equipment that this welfare foundation loans them. So it's like paying rental fees on the equipment and fuel and maybe paying for the sweet potatoes that they sell. So they are really cool. They're actually able to pay for half of, well, they actually keep half of what they earn. If you have living expenses, let's give some examples of living expenses. Maybe your rent for your apartment, your fuel, your
utilities,
water,
yeah.
Gas, utilities, we say.
Gasoline for
if
the motorcycle.
Any fuel you need for your motor scooter, motorcycle. If you ride a bike, that's free. Your clothes, your food, things that you need to just get by in life. So we've got 40 sweet potato mamas currently in Taiwan. I think I ran into two of them. They're happy and proud because they support themselves. It says here that many customers applaud this project. Now, if you applaud something, it could mean you put your hands together and clap.
Yay!
But it also means you just show your approval. You praise something by saying, this is great. I really support it. If you show your approval or if you applaud something, you may be buying those sweet potatoes from those ladies. That's a way to show that you approve.
And they make a point of stopping to buy their goods. If you make a point of doing something, that means you remember to do something and you know it's important.
You
so
do it on purpose.
You make a special effort to do it. And, of course, products can be referred to as goods. The things you have, the things you sell are your goods.
Uh-huh.
And the foundation's goal is to eventually help 10,000 single mothers support themselves in this way. That's a lot of single mothers. I don't know if there are enough people in Taiwan to eat sweet potatoes. They're tasty. We like them, but I think they probably need to sell more than just sweet potatoes in order to attract more business. But hey, whatever they sell, I'll certainly try to support them.
Cool. Okay, guys, we're going to listen for a bit to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about budget airlines.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lucci. 今天我们要讲解的是 Newswatch 单元的两则新闻。第一则新闻谈的是单亲妈妈的爱心烤地瓜。第一段主要介绍，有一群单亲妈妈靠着在街上卖烤地瓜而获得自力更生的机会。在第一句后半提到 There are a means of supporting their families。 Means 这个字单复数同形，指的是手段或方法。这半句的意思就是烤地瓜是单亲妈妈们养家的方式。 means 另外还有收入、财力的意思，此时的 means 做复数用，比如 The wealthy CEO is said to have the means to buy half of the city's land. 这名富有的 CEO 据传有买下半座城市土地的财力。我们接着看第二段，本段说明地瓜妈妈是由创世基金会赞助发起的计划。第一句中的 courtesy of 后面通常接人或单位，表示承蒙什么什么的提供。 在标示著作权的时候，也常用 courtesy of 加上原作者。此外，名词 courtesy 有礼貌的意思。造一个例句， Jane displayed courtesy by offering the old woman her seat. Jane 把她的位子让给老太太，展现礼貌。接下来，第二段最后一句说明，这些妈妈们不需要付费就可以开始经营自己的小生意。And they can keep half of what they earn to pay for their family's living expenses. 此句的 what they earn 是用关系代名词 what 所引导的子句。这里的 what 等于 the thing which， 也就是他们所赚取的收入。文章说明，全台现在有超过40位的地瓜妈妈，也有很多顾客会特别留意他们。Make a point of stopping to buy their goods. Stop 接动词有两种不同用法，请同学多注意。首先，课文用的 stop to do something 不定词的用法，表示停下来去做另一件事。例如 ，Mary stopped to pick up some groceries at the supermarket. 玛丽停下来在超市买一些杂货。相反的，如果是 stop V-I-N-G 动名词的用法，则是说停下原本正在做的事。举个例子， When the teacher came in, the students stopped chatting. 老师一进来，学生就停止聊天。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get started on our next news story. The Air, Ready to Take to the Skies is the headline. If you have a news story, oftentimes in papers, they will write a headline to get your attention. The Air is the name of a new budget airline that is just getting ready for business here in Taiwan. It says here in the first sentence, it's preparing to take off in the budget airline industry here in Taiwan. To take off just means to get started, right? Mm-hmm. Here we're using it as a noun. It's preparing for takeoff. If you are going on a trip, sometimes the captain will say, we're preparing for takeoff. Please fasten your seatbelts. So takeoff is when you go up from the ground into the air. And when you land, it's when you come down from the air and land safely, hopefully, on the ground.
Indeed. So this is a new airline here called The Air. It's kind of interesting that they chose a name, an English letter that a lot of people in Taiwan have trouble pronouncing. V, M-T-V. Try to say that 20 times. But in any case here, that's the name of the airline here. So you better start practicing your letter V pronunciation. It's going to be a budget airline.
Yeah.
Budget means it's discounted, it's cheaper. You could talk about staying in a budget hotel, for example. You just get the room, and that's probably pretty much all you get. No wake-up call, no breakfast, stuff like that. It's just very cheap, very basic. So, yes, if you're just flying to Hong Kong or Singapore on business and you don't need to check luggage and don't need to have a big meal, then this is a way to save some money. Now, this is a new airline called The Air. Is expected to be operational by the end of this year. And if something is operational, that means it is operating, it is in business, it is being used.
Yeah, so if you go past an elevator, an escalator, and there's a sign that says it's not operational, it means you can't use it. It's not ready for use. So this is ready for use. It's going to be ready by the end of this year, so get ready to buy some tickets. When it takes to the skies, people will have more freedom of choice. This phrase, take to the skies, means when it goes up into the air, when it gets ready to start flying. But we'll often use take to something to use with other words, like I'm going to take to the slopes this afternoon, which means you're going to go snow skiing on a mountain, take to the slopes. Or maybe a new program is going to be broadcast on TV. It's going to take to the air or be broadcast. If you want to go play outside in the streets with your friends, maybe you're going to take to the streets. Maybe you want to protest. Crowds can often take to the streets and go protest. You'll often see this phrase used in other ways.
And, of course, people will have more freedom of choice with this new airline. Freedom of choice means just what it says.
Yeah.
You have freedom to choose what you want. Maybe you're sick of choosing between the standard airlines who basically have the same fares and same services. This gives you another choice here. You have the freedom to choose. And they can explore the world without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
If you break the bank, that's a slang term, which means you spend a lot of money as if you are taking all your money out of your bank account and breaking the account, making yourself broke. So, yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money if you fly on this airline.
Yeah, if you want to buy a really expensive car or TV set, you might have to break the bank to do it. Spend all that you possibly can get your hands on. But you won't have to if you take V-Air. Now, budget airlines have become increasingly popular in the last few decades. A decade is 10 years, so in the last 20, 30 years, it's been more and more popular. People are trying to find ways to save money. It's getting so expensive to fly. Now, according to statistics, over 2.3 million people flew to or from Taiwan on these budget airlines just last year in 2013. It's quite a few people. A statistic is just a figure that represents some data. So if you want to study something or do some research, they'll often gather information, then look at the numbers to come up with some evaluations. So they're looking at numbers, and this is what they discovered. Wow, a lot of people in 2013 actually used budget airlines. That's good.
In 2013, and that was much higher than 2012, here it says this is a significant increase compared to 930,000 people in 2012. So what, that's about two or three times more people flying on a budget airline as compared to 2012 there. So it's significant, which means it's worth noting, it's worth paying attention to, it's really important, worthy of our attention.
Yeah, so right here it says it is significant, and Taiwan is already serviced by several foreign budget airlines. If you service something, it means you provide service or some sort of activity or means for someone to do something. So you could say Taiwan is serviced by several convenience stores already.
Or I could say that every 1,000 kilometers I need to have my motorcycle serviced.
Oh, yeah.
I need to have the oil changed and have it adjusted and stuff like that, oil the chain and stuff like that. So, yes, Taiwan is served or serviced by several foreign budget airlines.
True.
But this year some local companies are getting in on the act, including V-Air,
cool,
which we've been talking about. If you get in on the act, you join the party. You do what everybody else is doing.
You become involved. I want to get in on the act. I want to participate and get what other people are getting, too. Well, the ticket prices for budget airlines are much lower. They're going to be less expensive, you could say. However, passengers must pay for things like food and luggage space. Luggage is a non-count word. You can't say, I have two luggages.
Nope.
I want to check in.
You can say two bags.
Two bags of luggage. Bag would be your countable or your measure word, or two pieces of luggage.
There you go.
Or you could use a countable noun and say suitcases. A suitcase is countable. Sorry, it's confusing. So you have to remember, suitcase is countable, luggage is not. So you have to pay if you want to eat lunch or breakfast or have a snack on the plane. And if you have a bag you want to check in, you're going to have to pay for it.
You might even have to pay for your carry-on, although don't quote me on that. That would sound kind of low class if somebody charged you.
You might have to on these airlines.
You never know. They might even charge you to use the toilet. It might be kind of, hey, you have to deposit a coin in the slot to use the toilet on the plane.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it does say it's no matter what you want, you might have to pay extra money. But nevertheless, even though these things are true, this following thing is true. Still, these airlines allow people with average incomes to travel more for less. So if you're on a tight budget, you're not rich, you don't have money to burn, well, you might consider flying on one of these airlines here. Average income. Income, of course, is the money you get by working, the money that comes into your household, your income, your yearly income. How much do you make? What's your income? An average means what most people are making. And, yeah, if you have an average income, it can be expensive to fly.
It really can. Tom and I can testify to that because we just bought tickets to go home and it's expensive. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们看第二则新闻。V Air ready to take to the skies. 台湾投入廉价航空市场。这篇文章说明，包括 V Air 微航在内的几家台湾航空公司将从今年开始加入廉价航空业。第二句谈到 A new airline called V Air 微航 is expected to be operational by the end of this year. 请注意介系词的用法。By 加上一个时间点，表示在某个特定的时间点之前，比如 by the end of this year， 在年底之前。其他类似用法还有 in time 表示及时，如 Jack managed to finish the work in time， 杰克及时完成了工作。On time 表示准时，例如 I got to the train station on time。我准时抵达火车站。最后用了一个片语 ,break the bank, 最早是指在赌博游戏中赢光庄家的钱让庄家倒台，后来就演变成花大钱倾家荡产的意思。My friend nearly broke the bank collecting miniature models of popular manga characters. 我朋友为了收集热门漫画人物的公仔几乎要倾家荡产了。接下来第二段说明廉价航空业在台湾的发展情形。我们看到第一句 Budget airlines have become increasingly popular in the last few decades. 廉价航空在过去几十年来越加普及。句中使用现在完成式说明从过去某个时间点到现在的趋势发展。接着文章分过去、现在、未来，勾勒出趋势发展的时间线。第二句用 Over 2.3 million people flew to or from Taiwan。过去简单式说明西元2013年在台湾搭乘廉价航空的人数。本段最后一句提到 Taiwan is already serviced by several foreign budget airlines。用现在简单式说明现状，最后则说 But this year, some local companies, including V Air, are going to get in on the act. 用即刻未来式 be going to 说明即将要发生的事。最后一段说明廉价航空的特色和影响，其中包含许多转折。首先说明廉价航空票价低廉后，第二句的开头使用 however 表示接下来的内容，也就是乘客必须额外为食物、行李空间付费的行为，与之前所说的低票价相反。第二句则用 in fact 再次强调天下没有白吃的午餐。 Whatever passengers want, it's going to cost them extra money. 这里的 whatever 等于 no matter what，兼具先行词和关系代名词的功能，指任何乘客想要的东西。无论乘客想要什么，都需额外付费。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you enjoyed learning more about those sweet potato mamas and V Air. We hope you'll get a chance to support both of them.
Okay, everybody, thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. This is Tom for English Digest.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.